No, obviously we came away with a win, which is obviously the objective. And, you know, it's difficult, you know, in this league when you've been around here or you've been in the league for a while, you know, these type of games where you're just trying to grind them out, you know, just trying to find a way to get an opportunity to win the game. A lot of emotion, you know, back and forth. I told the team is, you know, there were some good things, you know, that we did out there, and there's some things that we have to correct. You know, I've got to do a better job with us from a penalty standpoint, you know, making sure that we don't do things to put ourselves in jeopardy. I've got to do a better job of that. I thought that, you know, the defense, you know, at the end came up, you know, big. You know, they came up with the fumble, you know, that was going to put us in position. They came up, you know, with the stop, and then, you know, obviously in the overtime, you know, we moved the ball out, which was good. We were able to get the punt. We were a little concerned, obviously. We lost our snapper, you know, during the course of the game. I think that, you know, one of the things that I don't want to see overlooked, or I hope doesn't get overlooked, I should say, haven't done it before actually in a game, you know, is the ability for Tommy Bohannon to come in there and you know, snap for punts. You know, that's not an easy situation, especially when you're playing. And then, obviously, you know, Tyler Shatley, you know, going in there at you know, the most crucial time, you know, in the game. So, you know, credit to them for being ready for that. And like I said, we grinded one out. The focus was, you know, the third quarter, try to get off to a good start with a win. We were able to do that. And, you know, we'll make the corrections. And obviously we know there's a lot of them out there. And we'll move on.
How big of a step is it? You mentioned grinding out. Your first bunch of wins were all double-digit. Did it say something for you guys to overcome a lot of adversity and still win?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'd be remiss to think that. As a coach, you don't want to, you know, put yourself in there. But, you know, we knew at halftime coming in it was going to be tight. You know, I think we did a good job early on. You know, we were able to get up and run the fake punt. And Corey did a hell of a job, you know, scoring on it. We weren't getting much going. And then, you know, then we missed the extra point. It wasn't the kicker's fault. They actually blocked it. They came up over and had penetration. So we've got to improve in that area. And then, you know, then it was, you know, missed tackles. You know, we got, you know, the first one, you know, it was a missed tackle. The second one was a pick route. You know, I thought we got picked and, you know, we gave up the two scores and, you know, battling back. And I think that's important. The one thing on the sideline, I thought that, you know, probably Ryan, what you said, there was a little bit of that, meaning that, hey, we're gonna grind this out. We're going to find a way to win this game. You know, and you don't really know how a team's going to react until you're put in that situation. But, you know, you can see that all of a sudden it started to flip, and there was a lot of belief on the sideline that we were going to go ahead and win the game, and it's a credit to the players. And, you know, I give credit to San Diego. They're a hell of a football team.
Doug, why was it so emotional, and what led to a couple taunting calls that I'm sure you want to correct?
Yeah, I haven't spoken to the players individually about it. I think, you know, the one, when Marquise – They actually picked up the flag down, you know, before regulation. And I thought he was, like, you know, I know the sun got in his eyes, you know. So I saw him pop up and put it up there. And the next thing I know, it was the flag. I thought it was for, you know, the unnecessary roughness. But they actually picked that up. So I missed that play, you know, because, you know, my mind went back to where the quarterback was, you know, which it normally does after that. And then, you know, at the end of the game, you know, I addressed it with the team afterwards. You know, obviously this was, you know, we can't do that no matter what our emotions are. You know, it's the same with us as coaches. You know, we get emotional with, you know, whether it's officials or players not doing what they're supposed to do. You know, we've got to keep, you know, our focus on what's best for the team. And I addressed it, you know, in the post-game speech, I guess, or post-game talk or however you want to describe that. I don't know what that is.
What do you say in that situation? What do you tell the players?
You know, again, I think the most important thing is to understand that you cannot hurt the team. You really can't. You know, and when you have that emotional – and I've learned this a long time ago for someone that's coached in this league, you know, 30-something years. And I remind myself, guys, every time I come up here, you know, if I want to say something and the only person that's going to benefit is myself, I shouldn't say it. And I think it's the same thing. If I want to react to something, and the only person that reaction is going to benefit is myself, you know what I'm saying, but it's going to hurt your team, you can't do that. So, you know, I've got to do a better job. That comes to me. There's no doubt about it.
You find, Doug, you get an overtime win, and your fans are starting to get louder and louder. There's more and more energy coming in. I know you got a few home games coming up in December, although you have to take care of what's ahead of you first. But you've got a fan base that's just aching to blow this place up, and obviously this could be a distinct home field advantage for you as time goes on, the more you continue to build up the momentum here.
Well, I think first of all, I want to credit the people that are here that do give us the advantage, because I think they do a heck of a job. And I still go back to the same course that I took earlier on when I would get asked that question. I think that, you know, we have to go out and continue to play well and earn that right. And I really believe that. You know, if someone was to say, well, you know, I don't want to see those guys, you know, well, I just hope that they give this team, you know, an opportunity to come out and watch this team. And I think if they do, I think they'll be happy, you know, with the type of effort we have. So, you know, I think, you know, the people that are here are great, and, you know, we would love to have more. We really would. But we understand that, you know, it's on us, you know, to bring them here.
Alan Hearns crawling off the field to save your time. How much does that symbolize?
Yeah, that's a rule that I get concerned about. You know, I really do. I think that, you know, it's something that obviously as a coach, I mean, you have to talk to the player. I struggle with that rule, Ryan. I do. You know, that's something that, you know, that I'd probably, when I get with Coach Coughlin and Dave Caldwell, you know, we have to look at, you know, because, you know, you tell the player, hey, if you can, you know, get off the field to save it. But, again, someone like Allen, no matter what, you know, and I haven't heard exactly what it is, you know, you don't want to put a player in further jeopardy, you know what I'm saying, from an injury standpoint. So, you know, I think – you know, I think it's one of those things that we've hurt ourselves somewhere along the line where, you know, coaches, we try to, you know, use those rules in our favor. And it's something that, you know, is a difficult situation. But, you know, obviously, you know, I just want to say if Allen was extremely hurt and could have hurt himself anymore, I'd take the timeout. I would because I'm, you know, this game's hard enough to play as it is. But I appreciate with him having the ability to do that, it did help the football team. Well, I mean, I go right away to defense, you know. So, you know, obviously I'm sure Blake would have wanted that one back, you know, maybe ran it, you know what I'm saying? Well, obviously there was no one open and it was forced. But, you know, so I say, okay, listen, we're going to use our timeouts. Get ready for when we get this ball back. Let it go, you know what I'm saying? And then I'm on to the defensive line for our defensive calls of who we're going to have in there and what's going on. So, you know, and then it was like, hey, if we stop them, get ready, what do we want to do punt-wise? What do we want to do for, you know, final plays? You know, how do we want to take our shots? Hey, where are we now with the snapper? There was a lot going on, you know what I'm saying, with that you're – a lot of stuff going on that you normally don't have to deal with. You know, it was like we get the ball on the one, you know, before the penalty. You know, you're thinking, okay, wait a minute now. You know, we got Shad in there, and, you know, normally I'd go in and go ahead and kick it right then and there, you know, and I'm thinking, well, shoot, we might want to go goal line here, you know. So, I mean, those are things that really don't – that are difficult. They come into play for me, but they're very difficult to prepare for, obviously.
From your perspective, what did they do to stop your running game?
They did a good job. I mean, they got after us up front. You know, we lost some battles up front. You know, they did a very good job. They're a good football team. They really are.
Fournette went a long time in the fourth quarter without playing. Was that just the personnel you wanted to use in the pass pro?
No. He'll probably, you know, show up. Nothing crazy, but, you know, he was limping a little bit.
Would you say that the way you look at your team is more of a defensive team where you hope that your offense is adequate enough to be able to pull out wins? Is that how you would define the 2017 Jags so far?
Well, this is how I talk to the players, okay? You know, we play the game as a team, so we know exactly what the responsibilities are for all three phases. And I'm a firm believer in that, always have been. So we play as one. I think that, you know, for me, the label of this team, where how you want to play and what you want to do, that'll be decided at the end of the year. And the reason why I say that is because, you know, if I sit up here and say, hey, this is what we want to be, this is what we want to do, and we're not consistent with that on every given Sunday, you know, then people are going to turn around and go, oh gosh, that's what they tried to do and they couldn't do it. You know, so, you know, I think it's one of those things that, you know, we're gonna keep working and keep, you know, working on ways to find us to win games, whatever it may be. And at the end of the year, we'll look back and say, okay, this is the identity of this football team when it comes down to, you know, offense, defense, you know, special teams. But, you know, it's not to sit up here and BS. I mean, obviously the strength of our team is defense, you know, and you know, I've been fortunate to be around it. And, you know, it would be ridiculous not to play it to your strength. I think, you know, offensively we've done some really good things. I think things are coming along. And there's some things that we need to improve on, as well as defensively and obviously special teams. So, you know, we're just in the third quarter. You know, we really haven't, you know, accomplished, you know, a lot, you know, from our goals standpoint of what we want to do from a goal standpoint. And we know that we're in this grind right now, and this third quarter is extremely important, you know what I'm saying, to put us in position that we want to be in. But we can't look too far ahead, and we can't look, you know, from behind. And we just got to, you know, like the players, I tell them all the time, listen, you got to – I sit here, and the players sit in this room, and I say, look, you know, hey, today is Wednesday. This is what we have to do on Wednesday. This is what we got to get done. Concentrate on Wednesday. Let's win Wednesday. Okay, if you don't win Wednesday, you don't win Thursday, you really don't have a chance to win on Sunday in this league.
Do you get a chance? Do you enjoy this? Do you have time to
enjoy? I'm exhausted right now. Yeah, I'm shot. Like, I'm shot. You know, I always say the story is that, you know, when I first came up and I was an offensive line coach, I'm just living each play with those five players. You know what I mean? You know, if a receiver was to drop a ball, I'm focusing on those five. And then when you're the offensive coordinator, you know, you're living with 11 guys out there, okay? And that's it. So I'll never forget my first time as a head coach. After the game was over, I said, holy cow, I'm exhausted, twice as exhausted as, you know, when I was a coordinator or a position coach. And I said, well, shit, you know, I'm going through every damn play, offense, defense, and special teams. I'm living and dying, you know, in every single play, you know, with every call that we have, and that sponsor, but every play and call I have, you know what I mean? And so after the game's over, I am shot. I can tell you right now, I'm going, I'm going to take a shower. We'll have the medical report later on, okay? I'm going to take the shower, all right? I'll call my wife, meet me at home, pick up some bologna and cheese. I'm going to go out the back way, all right? I'm going to get in my car. I'm going to drive home. I'm going to listen to some music. Don't listen to the NFL. Don't listen to scores or anything like that. Go home, pet my dogs because we won, all right? And then I'm just going to – yeah, it's not as fun as – you know, it's not like, woohoo, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you know.
Did you have any issue with reversing one, Gibson's call?
Excuse me?
Did you have an issue with them reversing Gibson's touchdown?
I mean, they said they pieced it together. I asked them on the field. I said I was looking just like you were. So I was looking at it. You know, and they're into New York, and they're just saying, I'm like, well, it doesn't look like anything up there to me. You know, I'm trying to work it a little bit. You know, I'm like, hey, it's not, you know. But, you know, New York made the call, and they said they pieced some shots together, and that's what they told me. I can only tell you what they told me. Yes, sir.
Last one, guys.
Did you see something on film during the week, or is that something you said you did?
For what?
On the fake pump.
Yeah, we always go in. You know, I'll always tell Joe, listen, I want to make sure, you know, we have a fake, you know, in all aspects of what we're doing. And, you know, we'll work on it. And if, you know, if I like it and it works during practice and it looks good and the odds are in our favor, we feel very comfortable with it. And the players that are doing it, I think you have to go ahead and run it. Because I think the worst thing you can do as a head coach is tell your players to practice it and never go ahead and call it, you know, especially, you know, when the situations arise that, you know, you've planned it for.